guys, and welcome to Not Our Ancestors with Wes, Joy, and Tay.
What's up?
This is going to be a super fun episode this week. We're going to hit you guys with a mini episode that election season is upon us.
It is here.
And we need you guys to all make sure you, yourself, your friends, and family are all registered to vote.
And go out to vote. Like, we and got to be out there.
Vote.
And on top of that, it's not even just vote anymore. Just Google some of the people running. Just find something about somebody. Look at your ballot.
To do some work.
I just feel as though, like, we are too relaxed when it comes to politics. And it's like, we're always nervous that, like, oh, you know, the country's not ready. The country's not ready for a lot of things. The country wasn't ready for desegregation. The country wasn't ready for a bunch of other things that you got to force shit to happen or it never will happen.
I agree, but I just feel like right now we're at such a volatile place. Like, with Donald Trump being our, like, commander-in-chief. Like,
it's scary.
I don't agree with, like, playing it safe normally, you know what I mean? Because I just feel like the country is not ready to have a black woman.
They're never going to be ready. Right? 4 years, but, 4 years later,
but if we
8
can,
years later, 12 years later, they're never going to be ready for a black woman to be.
But if we could postpone another fucking 4 years of Trump.
No. I agree.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
Trump is out the door regardless. If he's not getting reelected. Like, I refuse to believe. Because there is way too much shit. Like, he had more than just his base when he won the presidency 3 years ago.
Okay.
He had more.
When you say more than just his base, what are you talking about?
So when I say his base, I'm talking about the underbelly of the United States, the disgusting, racist, nasty, you know, right supremacist, those group of people. That's his base. He's no matter what he does, he's never going to lose them. He will always have them.
Mm-hmm.
When he won, he had them and he had a few extras. He had.
So you're saying the extras are now gone?
I'm not saying that they're all gone, but I'm saying that a great majority of them, he has hemorrhaged over the last 3 years of fuck-ups constantly. Like, even, you can even see it now where, like.
Impeachment process.
Yeah, right. Like,
which is of course there's fuckery.
Of course, there's that group of Republican representatives that are like, this is a witch hunt as well. But there are a lot of people who agreed to move forward with the inquiry. A lot of Republicans as well. Like, it's the support that he had in 2016 is not going to be there. And if we put a viable candidate up who actually has a platform that potentially could make it through Congress and actually become laws... He's going to be hard-pressed to get Democrats on board with some of that stuff, let alone to pull along Republicans to get it passed into law. Like, so what's the point? He beats Donald Trump, great, because we got to get rid of that motherfucker, period. But then what? We're just sitting stagnant for 4 years not getting shit accomplished, just like the last 4 years of Obama's presidency. He puts up fucking Supreme Court justices that don't get fucking voted on because the Republicans are like, nah, it's going to be the same shit.
You have to tell the audience what I'm doing right now.
Joy's raising her hand. She's ready to tap in.
Go ahead, Joy. I am converted. Your opinion, your background, like, I totally get it. And you know what? I
feel like I'm accomplished today.
I mean,
shit.
Because.
I'm just trying. You're trying to be a realist, and I get it. Because we have to get rid of Donald Trump.
Right.
Period.
That's the first priority. But that is everyone's priority. I also agree with you when you say that, like, of course, we're never ready for anything. And of course, if we don't push the boundaries, and of course, and then if we did anyway,
let me tell you,
and I agree. You know what? Okay.
Let me tell you this as well. I know you agree, but let me tell you this. When in 2008.
I wish we had a, like, bell, like a Joy agrees and
Donald Trump. Ding, 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 ding. Because that don't happen often. But. In 2008, or 2007, actually, when Barack decided to run, I was on her anyway at the time. I was like, yes, finally, woman, let's go, let's do this. You know, and I just thought in my mind, electing a woman president, I thought that was going to happen before any black person got into the office. So I was like, I'm cool with that.
As did
like, give me
else.
This woman, right? So I was on board with Hillary, and I was a firm believer that... I was a firm believer that he couldn't win. And I said the same thing. I was like, the country ain't ready for a black man to be president. Mm-hmm. There's no way this country's going to elect this man to be president of the United States. A black man in the highest office in the world? There's no way. And so, like, I would go to Howard. I would go to visit friends. And everybody's like, you know, Obama, Obama. And I'm like, y'all are stupid. There's no way this man's getting elected. And I laughed at them. And they're like, Dante, you got to have faith. You got to, like, you know, if we want this, we can go get it. You know, black people get out to vote. Blah, blah, blah. And I was like, whatever. So then he beats Hillary in the primary. And I was like, oh shit. And I am a firm believer of whoever wins the primary, I'm on board. Like, I need you in office, even though you're not my primary.
As we should remind all of
everybody else.
Okay.
Whoever makes it out of this primary as the nominee is our fucking nominee. So vote for them, period. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not gonna jeopardize the White House for my candidate didn't make it. Fuck that. Like,
what is it called? Cutting off the nose to spite your face or whatever. Yeah,
there's no way. But yeah. I did, in 2008, I was a firm believer that there was no way Barack Obama could fucking win the presidency. And I'm sitting in Baghdad, Iraq, deployed, and the results come in, and I'm like, holy shit. Like, my commander-in-chief
looks like me.
He looks like me. And they were pissed.
Of
like,
course they were.
I mean, I was writing posts. If you go back to my post in December of 2008 and you read these posts, I was pissed. I was like, he is our president. He's everybody's president. What's wrong with y'all? You know what I mean? But it's the same difference. It's like, I feel like a lot of people feel as though
we're
not ready for a black woman president.
And that's, I will honestly say, that's literally my perspective. Believing that it's an impossibility at this point, that is, you know what I mean? And I wish that I didn't feel that way, but, like, also I'm trying to balance that out with knowing that what I want more than anything is for Donald Trump to be out of the office.
Think about it like this too.
It's like leveraging, like, you're making a gamble, and I don't
necessarily... It's always a gamble, though. Like,
but just, and then, okay, and then also, I'm sorry, I'm gonna have to, and this is what a little bit we were talking about. How did this turn into politics and say?
We needed something and we just jumped right into it.
This goes into a little bit of what we were talking about with, like, the sense of parenting and, like, your need to protect your family. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I see the trajectory that we're going in.
And you are raising a young brown male.
And I am, like, petrified.
You're terrified. Like, I get it. Same difference.
Uncomfortable.
We are riding in the same boat, Joy. Trust me. I completely... In less than 2 years, I will be sending my daughter out the door on her own to whatever school she wants to go to. She doesn't want to stay in Pittsburgh, so she's going to be a distance away from me. So I can't react and get to her immediately. And the world that I see every day on the news is fucked.
In the same way, I just feel like it's my responsibility to have real conversations.
So,
and to
just to piggyback on what you're saying, I agree. But, like, say we can't protect our kids from everything. And having conversations and making them aware is our best armor, their best armor, because we don't want to send our kids out into the world unprepared for whatever's going to happen. But you got to think about things like your Christian can grow up and go through high school making straight A's. And get into whatever university, go to that university, and be minding his own business. And shit, the world still happens.
Because when
I graduated high school, I was 17. When I left Pittsburgh and got to my first dorm room, I was 17 years old. And my mom dropped me off in North Carolina. And now I'm 8 full hours away from her. There's no way for her to get to me quick. We didn't have a lot of money. So, like, she couldn't just hop on a plane and be there immediately. She would have to drive those 8 hours to get to me, you know? So that's 8 hours of her not being able to shield me from whatever's going on. And you know what happened 20 days after I got to school? 9/11. The whole fucking world seemed like it was about to end. And my mom is now terrified because her baby is out in the world. And there are 2 big ass planes that crashed into the World Trade Center. And then another one crashed into the Pentagon. Everything looked like it was going to shit. That ain't having anything to do with me. I didn't cause any of those issues. But I'm out in the world on my own. And, like, my mom is like, I can't get to him. Like, is he okay? And phones were all fucked up. I mean, I'm sure you remember, right?
I was in ninth grade.
Right. So it's like, it was insane. And the world is always going to, shit is going to happen. And we just pray that, like, our kids are going to be safe. And that we leave this earth before they do.
But what, okay, here's my thing. Because this is a conversation that Chad and I have a lot. And I don't know how we got from politicking about our candidates.
No, I like this little transition, though. Because I already won because Joy agrees with me.
I did. So now I have to do a little bit of homework. I got to research.
No, we all do.
But
a black woman needs to lead this country.
No, duh.
I mean, like, it would be so much better.
I mean, whatever. Circling back to the parenting aspect of it, I think the thing that makes it a little bit different, I'm not even going to say different, I'm just going to say a little bit more vulnerable for me, is I'm one of the people who I choose to inundate myself with, like, the news. Like, I want to know about every gruesome thing ever. Like, I want to be exposed to the depravities of the human, you know what I mean, existence. Like, I would prefer to know than not know. So being as though that level of my consciousness is opened up to that, like, knowing just how depraved a world we occupy, and then sending a little brown boy out
into
is
it.
Cannot.
Yeah, but you were that little brown girl that got sent out into the world at some point as well.
And
the world
was different. I remember the first time that I had my first racist encounter. I was going to the movies with my friends, and we were walking on, like, this, like, strip of sidewalk. And there was a, I hate that it's so tacky and cliche, but there was a pickup truck of white people, and they were like, "Fuck you, niggers." And I remember being like, "What?" Yeah. Like, that was just the most extra thing I have ever, you know what I mean? And I was at that point, what, like 16 or 17? And that was my reality.
Mm-hmm.
And that was an anomaly. Now we're into a new era where it's like, I'm sorry, are you brown? Gun drawn, bullets fired.
I mean,
you have to be even more.
Yeah, but you also, I feel like there's a thin line between being protective and being overprotective, you know? And, like, we need to train our kids that society does not love you. It doesn't. And for black women specifically, everybody treats you as if, like, you're nothing, you're the bottom of the barrel, you're not educated. And then when you prove to them that you are, you're angry. Now you're angry. You know what I mean? Like, y'all get the raw end of the stick.
Or you're all celebrated the time as being, like, an anomaly. Like, oh my God, can you believe it?
And that's,
that black
that's
woman
just
speaks well.
As disrespectful as being, you know, beneath everybody else. Like, don't do that to me. But the thing is, like, I talk to my daughter about that, and I tell her, like, look, the world is going to look at you like you're less than. And unfortunately, you have to add a little bit more effort than the average person, than this black man, than, you know, the white people, the Asian people. You got to do a little bit more because the world does not care. You know what I mean?
And that's the ultimate question. How much should we allow the world to, like, intervene in, you know what I mean, our...
We got to play it. We got to be very careful with that. Like, how much do we want the world to slap our kids in the ass, and how much do we need to maintain slapping
that's,
their ass?
That's the question.
And it's, I don't have the answer to that, and I try to balance that out. And my daughter kind of have had a couple slaps in the ass by the world.
Yeah.
But I was right there to, like, I got you.
Of course, because that's what we were going to do ultimately.
Now get up and pay attention that happened so it doesn't happen again.
And go out to vote. Like, we
and
got
make an
to
effort
be out
to
there.
Vote.
So. Yeah, so hopefully you will be back next week.
All right, well, later. That's it. Bye.